Well, hello there. This is Jim, the Keys Bartender, coming to you from a beautiful sunny Key Largo. The Keys Bartender podcast is a podcast about bartending and life in the Keys. So I'll start a little. Yes, we are. It is Easter week and it's very busy down here. I don't really need to talk about that. We have that one road and it seems like when people are filtering in, I don't know if filtering is the right way. When they come, it's not exactly pouring in, but they are filtering it. And I guess it seems to people when you're on the road, it seems to be pouring in. An amazing thing about that, they'll be coming in for days and days and days. And you think, holy crap, it's going to take so much time for these people to exit. Not that because I'm in that business where, you know, the more people, the more money we make. And we have seen an increase in traffic. When I say traffic into the Amarada distillery, the brewery and distillery, it's been great. You know, it really helps my bottom line. And I'm sure it helps the business's bottom line. They've been, you know, a lot of tourists, they're selling a lot of products, selling a lot of beer, a lot of distilled products. So yeah, I'm all about that. But you see them come in and you see the one main road we have, US-1, that travels through the Keys, over 43 bridges connecting 43 islands. So, you know, you think, wow, how long will it take these people to leave? And you think it's spread out. They've been coming for a week, coming out, coming in. And on Monday morning or Sunday night, over the course of maybe 36 hours, they'll be leaving. Some people start early on Sunday. A lot of people have off on Easter Monday, so they leave on Monday night. You think it would be like incredible traffic jams because there's so much coming in. And you say, how are they going to leave in time? For some reason, going out is, it'll be probably busy tomorrow starting at, not tomorrow, tomorrow's Saturday. So it would be Sunday around 5, 6 o'clock and it'll carry on through Monday. But it never seems to be that to equal that amount of traffic coming in. And you think, where's it going? Are they driving off somewhere? Are they going all the way down to Key West? And are they driving past mile marker zero? And if you go past mile marker zero, you're in the ocean. If you make a right, you're in Florida Bay. If you're on the left, you're in the Atlantic or the Cuban Straits. And, you know, I guess if you have one of those James Bond cars that turn into a submarine or a boat or a hydrofoil, you can continue on. But I always think, where do they go? Where do they go? They all come in. It's like a clown car with people leaving. You never see the clowns get into the car. You're piling in 23 clowns climbing into a car. But you do, the big thing is having them exit the car. It was a thing in the circus. For those of you that are uninitiated and don't remember circuses, I don't have a lot of people here. Most of them, I mean, I don't have a lot of people that are young and have never seen a circus or experienced a circus. But a clown car was a little car to drive up, tiny, small car. And then you see a couple clowns maybe coming out. And you go, wow, that's amazing. How'd they fit in there? And then they'd have a more come out. It's like 4, 5, 6, 7. You think, holy crap. How do they fit inside this tiny car? Well, the same thing when our traffic's leaving here. You see all these people pouring down here. And you know, after the holiday's over. And this is pretty much, we're going to have a little lag time for business down here. And it'll start trickling, getting smaller and smaller, the crowds leading up to Mother's Day. And then it'll just be busy on the weekends. And we won't get this again until, you know, we'll get lobster mini season. some of the holidays, Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July. Yeah, it'll be busy, but it is nothing matches the traffic down here. But what that means to us, even though a lot of the traffic is, it's not all tourists. There's people that live here and there's supporting services and all the supplies that have to come down here. And all the supplies come down here over that road. Almost all the supplies. It's not like the old days where you have the ship come in and they drop supplies off. Yet all of it is on that thin tether of US 1 going south. And I see all these tourists and I think, wow, I hope we can make them happy. Because every so often you hear comments about some of the experience they had. They talk about how pricey it is, how people aren't that skilled at taking care of the customers, that people have a blasé attitude. And yeah, could be like that. I'm kind of like that sometimes. When I get wrapped up in doing my job, I get more focused on the job than realizing a lot of times is my demeanor that gives people that impression of what they're getting. I've worked with people that are always smiling doing it. They may not work as fast as me, but they're smiling and doing a job. I get so serious I'm doing it. And I'll have people come up and they're not deciding what they're doing. I say, hey, I'm not going to forget you. I'm just going to ask you to stand off to the side. I'm going to take care of these people that are ready to order. Because where I am, in particular, I'm looking to, take care of as many people as possible and reduce the line so there's not people aren't waiting 10, 15 minutes to get their item and not skipping over somebody. And I think it makes people anxious sometimes when they see me going, oh, you're not ready to make a decision? Well, take your time. I can go like this. Well, take your time over here. I'll take care of these people and then I'll come back to you. And I'll keep on coming back to you until you're ready. And I figure that may be in this particular place where I work, that may be my best way of handling it. Make it smile, be pleasant, and taking care of the customer. Now, interaction with the customers is just part of it. Your demeanor, the way you speak, being clear, making them feel comfortable if they don't necessarily, we get a lot of people that are foreign tourists and don't necessarily feel comfortable speaking English, and I'll use a translator app and I'll say, oh, I'll work with you on that. Yeah, no problem. I'll try it if it's Spanish or French. I had Spanish speakers come in yesterday and I wasn't even sure they were speaking Spanish. It sounded Italian to me in the beginning. So there's different dialects and I don't necessarily pick it up all the time. The French Canadians are harder to understand than French people to me, people from France or Haitians. They have my French Creole. So I work that way, but the best way for me to interact, I found, is to not be too anxious when I'm servicing them. Servicing them sounds a little naughty, doesn't it? No, but I'm servicing them. I'm asking them what they want and what can I get them. And that's the key, making sure what they want. They come up and we do tastings. But when it's really busy, I don't really have the opportunity to take time and just offer them everything. But I can say, hey, listen, what I'll do is you stand off here for a while. I'll take care of people. We'll keep on, you tell me what you want, like to try. And some people feel as if they're inconveniencing me. And I don't want them to feel that way. I just want to say to them, I say, listen, this is a really busy time now. So if you could be a little patient, I will be offering these things to you. It may not be a constant flow of it, but I could take care of somebody, offer you a couple of tastings, take care of someone else, offer you a couple more tastings of some of the beers or draft cocktails. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer it for you. And that's, for me, I think I'm delivering great customer service. And a lot of times you'll have companies come up and they have a plan for how you deliver customer service. Because some people just don't get it. Some people just don't get it and they need to be walked through it. But if you keep in mind how you'd want to be taken care of, and you have to think about this. Ultimately, the best way to take care of someone is focusing on that customer and not anybody else. But if you're the only person taking care of a large group of people, you have to balance it. You have to balance what you're doing with taking care of the crowd, with taking care of a person or a group of people that want more information. So the best way to do it is to not shut them out, is to ask for their understanding as you work with them, as you're taking care of the other people. This is in this particular situation. Obviously, in the customer service, when you're, let's say you're selling a vehicle, you're a salesperson, automotive salesperson, you want to take care of one customer at a time, answer their questions, sit there, work with them, and answer all their questions, calm all their concerns, or answer all their concerns. But in the service industry, you have to be able to, you know, the reason why people are coming to the brewery is they had a great time. I had someone come up there to us yesterday, a family, and the mother came up to me, and it was, I guess they were a younger family, and she was in her late 30s. And she had her children with her, and she said, listen, we've been to a lot of breweries before. We visit breweries a lot. This has been one of the best experiences we had. And I was really, I went, oh, really? Thank you. That's great. Because I was really busy that day. I just want to feel as if I'm accommodating people and trying my best to accommodate them, and that they feel that. And then I care about what they want. So yeah, I care about what some people say, well, I'm thinking, I'm not familiar with your products. I'd like to get some feedback, and, you know, I'd like this type of beer. And I'll say, well, listen, you like IPAs? Here's three IPAs. I'll give you a taste of each one. And then you can make a decision. And they'll say, can I try? Sometimes I answer people. The only time I cut customers off is when they say, can I? And I know most of the time, and I haven't had anybody say something that was unreasonable, I say, yes. Can I? Yes. And they go, what? I said, most of the questions I get from people are things that I can accommodate quickly. I would love to do that for you. And that kind of puts to rest that idea that I'm too busy to take care of you. I'm here to accommodate you and also take care of all these other people. I'm not going to ignore you. I'm not going to pay any, I'm not going to pay any less attention to you. I'm just going to have to do what I can to deliver that. And that's in that particular circumstance when it's busy. When it's slow, obviously, when I have time, I could focus on these people and say, listen, I could talk about the history of it. I could talk about the keys. If you have any problem, you want to have any questions about me, how long I've been here, where I'm from, sure. Where are you from? What do you do? But what? And do all those things. Now, there's always the line where some people ask for things that you can't provide. When someone says, can you fill, can you give me a to-go cup? Now, we do to-go cocktails. And we do growlers, which are containers that you fill with draft beer. And we sell bottle and canned beer. And also the cocktails in the bag. That we can do. But we can't give an open container to someone if they decide to want to walk out. I have to explain to them, just because you're in the Keys and there's an image of the Keys that you can just walk down the street with an open container. You can't do that. And sometimes people aren't that accepting of the restrictions that you have, because they have things they want. And if they can't get it, they may appear as if they're put off. But if you give them a proper explanation, when someone comes up and asks me, well, listen, my son doesn't have his ID and a lot of people card him, but I would attest that he's of age to drink. And I'll have to say, I appreciate that. I appreciate what, you know, but if I am, for some reason, if they're stopped, if you're stopped, or someone comes in here from, or this is, this could be one of those things where they come in and do an investigation, I would be liable. I would be liable because they would find me at fault and I could lose my job. I could be fined. I can even be put in jail. So I try to explain them. They're very serious about that down here. And usually that accommodates them to say, instead of saying no, 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 no. Now, by all rights, you can tell someone no, but no without an explanation to someone is a negative. You could always say, I would like to, but this, for this reason, I will be unable to fulfill your request. And if someone comes up and asks, do you have lobster salad? I said, sorry, they changed the menu 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, and they don't carry lobster salad anymore. And people, you know, they'll if you explain to them and say, no, no lobster salad. No, they changed the menu 2 weeks ago, they don't have it. Then their people come up and they ask for a particular beer that they enjoyed. And I said, oh, that's a seasonal brew. Unfortunately, we don't have it right now. Instead of saying, no, we don't have that. People enjoy being explained things. And if you try to accommodate, perhaps, and you've heard this before, perhaps we don't have this, but perhaps you would like that. That is just more palatable. So you gotta be thinking when you're delivering, you could give away the house if you want. You know, you could give away the house, you could spend time with one person and neglect the greater good, the greater group of people that you have to service, or you can give away your profits. You don't want to do either one of those. You want to be able to enhance the experience for almost more people. And there's some people, and this is just one of the realities of it, is there's some people that no matter what you do, if they had a bad experience, they're stuck in that bad experience. I always enjoy turning a bad experience into a good experience. I view it as a challenge. And it sounds like I'm a kiss-ass person and stuff like that. I'm not. I'm probably sometimes, I have several times been the cause of dissatisfaction. And I really do not relish that. I want to be the cause of satisfaction, customer satisfaction, not the cause of somebody being insulted or being felt to be treated as if they're not valued. And it's all looking at the big picture. So when you're doing that and you're taking care of people, making most people feel good about the decision to come to where you are, then you've really done your job and deliver great customer service. It's not getting one stellar review from one person. It's getting the most out of a conglomerate over there, a group of people. And that's all I have to say today about that subject. I'll be back in a moment.